Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 16th of July. While not perhaps immediately market moving, former US President Trump's selection of Senator Vance as their running mate is market and economically relevant. Vance's foreign policy stance, especially towards China, is relevant to investors. There is perhaps a working assumption in financial markets that Trump will not do what they threaten when it comes to raising taxes on US consumers of foreign goods, and in particular, taxing US consumers very aggressively if they buy goods partially made in China. The economic and financial market implications of those taxes would be quite negative. However, Vance gave a television interview on Monday where they branded China the biggest threat to the United States. It becomes harder to dismiss the tax threats as campaign rhetoric if this focus continues. The US consumer is on display today with the release of the June retail sales figures. These are value numbers, so they include the effects of disinflation and, let us remember, the most aggressive pace of deflation in durable goods prices in over two decades. There was also some weirdness in car sales during June, with a cyber attack affecting dealerships. The ex-autos number may therefore achieve a somewhat higher profile to get a sense of underlying consumer momentum. The mantra to never go short the hedonism of the US consumer still applies, of course, but the US consumer has been slowing things down lately, and the shift to spending on fun has continued. Lower-income consumers have also been showing some clear signs of strain of late, but this group has significantly less spending firepower in the United States. So, the expectation is for a lower number, a mix of disinflation, auto weirdness, switching to fun, and genuine strain for lower-income groups. In Europe, we have the German ZEW Sentiment Index. This has been picking up a bit, but the momentum of improvement has slowed somewhat. There is also the ECB Bank Lending Survey, which is a little bit more important for financial markets over the medium term. Corporate finance in Europe is skewed towards bank lending, so the attitude of banks is obviously relevant. In France, politics continues to be confused. The process to start a caretaker government is expected to begin today. Meanwhile, the far left have suspended talks with other members of the Nouveau Front Populaire, which has the largest number of members of the National Assembly. This suggests that the search for a prime minister, other than a caretaker prime minister, may take some time. For markets, that means inertia. The French government cannot enact some of the more radical fiscal proposals that were being talked of, but the government also cannot enact legislation to bring the fiscal situation to a more sustainable path. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.